And today's talk is going to be how the devil went to confession with Padre Pio twice on two different occasions. Hello, I am Edward Urban, presenting our channel Following Padre Pio, in which we investigate the absolutely incredible life of Padre Pio, the mystic and miracle worker Capuchin monk whose intercession is still so powerful today. So if you or a loved one or a friend is in need of Padre Pio's help or intercession, then do stay tuned to this channel, and we hope that you will be amazed to find out what Padre Pio can do for you. The best way to follow our Padre Pio apostolate is to enroll your Mass prayer intentions for next Friday's Mass dedicated to Padre Pio. Just see the video at the end. Continuing our story, Pierino Galeno, just like Padre Pio, saw the devil with his very own eyes. And on that day, as on practically every other day, Padre Pio was hearing confessions in the small sacristy of his church in San Giovanni Rotondo. And as usual, there was an absolutely endless queue of people waiting to have their confessions heard by Padre Pio. Sometimes they would have to wait up to a week to have their confession heard. Now, let us let Galeno tell us about his unusual experience in his own words. Galeno says, "I stood at the door of the sacristy when suddenly I saw a tall, powerfully built man dressed in a very elegant striped suit." And he says, "Actually, the first thing I noticed about him was how his pants were flapping around like clothes that had just been hung out to dry in the wind." Very curious. So the pants were somehow flapping as if in the wind. And he said, "At second glance, I no longer looked at his trousers, but rather at his shape or his figure." And he said that Padre Pio sat in the confessional while this guy kept on going into the confessional and going out of the confessional. And when he looked at him, smiling at him as if trying to encourage this person, he said he became motionless. This person became motionless. "But all this while," Galeno says, "a deep voice within me kept urging me, 'Look at this man. Look at this man. Just look at this man.' I wanted to see which of us would blink first, which of us would look away," we could say. It's like a stare-out competition. "But there was no other explanation to the facts," Galeno continues. "What sort of person is this? To whom does he belong?" Anyway, then Galeno lowered his gaze, but he continued to pray. And he says, "Suddenly he changed into a huge being, and then he just disappeared like a bolt of lightning in a spiral of cloud." It was certainly a very weird experience to have gone through. And he says, "I looked at the confessional and saw that Padre Pio was no longer there. In his place was sitting Jesus." So when Jesus appeared in the confessional, the demon just disappeared as quickly as he could. And he says, somehow Padre Pio was above, as if maybe suspended in the air. And he says, "Then I saw him floating down, and the figure of Padre Pio and Jesus kind of merged." He says, "Thereafter, Padre Pio just continued hearing confessions as if nothing had happened." Wow. Anyway. And then to continue this story, a year later, he said, Padre Pio recounted a similar story in his presence. And he recalled that a man with a striped suit appeared in the priest's confessional. This is now Padre Pio telling the story. And then Padre Pio asked him, this person, "Are you not going to kneel down?" And the person responded, "That I cannot do," he answered emphatically. Now, of course, assuming that it could be some physical problem or something, then the priest, Padre Pio, encouraged the person to go ahead and confess. And he says the man confessed so many sins that it seemed that he had gathered the transgressions of the entire world in his heart. And he said, finally, then the priest instructed him to bow his head in order to receive absolution. And the person said, once again, "That I cannot do." He cannot bow his head. What's going on here? So the pastor, Padre Pio, he said, was speechless for a brief moment. And then he answered brusquely, But to put your pants on in the morning, you have to bend down. And then the man revealed to him who he was, saying, I am Lucifer, and in my kingdom, no one bows down. And with that, he just disappeared. Gone. Then Padre Pio drew this morale from the story, saying, in hell, absolutely no one bows down to God. That's just how it is there. And it is not he who does not want to forgive. It is not God who does not want to forgive. The Lord, he says, never lacks mercy. On the contrary, they are the ones who lack remorse. And obviously, remorse, a desire for forgiveness, is required to be forgiven. Gaglione remembered what then happened. He says, Padre Pio stood up from his seat, and at the entrance, he said, I asked him, were you this priest? And he answered, no. I persisted, Father, I was there, and I saw the man in the striped suit, the striped pants, disappear. And he denied it again, but then he added, well, it did happen to me, but I don't lie because I've read about this happening to another priest as well. He didn't like to draw attention to himself. And we can see from this that the devil really likes to kind of show off, to make a big impression. Big strong man, elegantly dressed, his clothes flapping weirdly as if in the wind. And he would even confess and perhaps boast about his sins. But when it came to bowing before God, absolutely no way he could do that. And here's a question. Is that not what sin does to us, to all of us? Because why can it be so difficult to go to confession? Where we in fact have to be humbled, admitting to all of our weaknesses, exactly like bowing down before God. The forgiveness is always there. We just have to do our part. Please continue watching our most popular videos, videos selected specially for you. And if you have not enrolled your Mass Prayer Intention, then the video that follows right here is the one you want to watch.